Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Have our friend Bob from Bard's Nursery and Greenhouses in with us, subbing for Tony. We're going to wrap up our conversation about trees and their benefits.
Yeah, just a few more little things to touch on and not to seem redundant, but these are just some neat things. We never really talk about what the benefits are of these trees, but community benefits are important. And, you know, just as trees are important to us, they definitely are to the areas that we're visiting, our parks and areas that we want to go and be with our families and maybe sit in the summer. But I've mentioned this before, but the water runoff is very important. Trees can really absorb quite a bit of moisture. So if we have some areas where there might be some excess water sitting, trees definitely can help with that. You know, if you happen to be in an apartment complex or in more of a retirement community, the benefits of the trees, of just being able to go out and sit under them and the cooling temperatures, but just the beauty, just the beauty. I mean, yeah. If you even think about some of the best apartment complexes in the area, most of them just aren't concrete jungles.
Right. Yeah. They don't want to be.
No, they don't want to be. And I think builders in general, or developers as they're developing these subdivisions, have realized the benefits. Not just the health benefits, but, you know, how it makes you feel.
Yeah. Bob, we have a caller on the line. We have Joe, who has a landscaping question for you about trees before we move on to another subject. Okay. Joe, thanks for hanging on. You have some cherry tree issues? Did I hear that correctly?
No, they're sand cherries. They're, you know, the bush.
Yeah, okay. The purple plums.
All mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, I've had two or three of these. They just, like midsummer, they just all of a sudden spontaneously die. They just dry up and die.
Okay, do they come back or are they dying and then No. You never see them again?
They're dead.
Okay.
And I've had to replace them, and now I'm starting to think, you know, okay, maybe I should just have not replace them with sand cherry bushes or whatever they're called. They're kind of a dark blue.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you've got it. They are sand cherries. They're also known as Sistina plums. It's the same plant. So I'm glad you called, because this is a great way that maybe I can teach some others to start thinking differently on how and what kind of problems. So let's start with, where are they planted? Are they in full sun or shade, mixed? What are they?
Well, there's two. This is at my workplace, and there's some that are on the, let me think about this. There's one set that faces east.
Okay.
And there's one set that faces west.
Okay, and they're both having the same issues.
Yeah, I've had that on both sides where all of a sudden they'll just die.
Okay, and about the same time on both sides?
No, this has been in separate years.
Separate years, okay.
But it's like midsummer, and it's not like a drought or anything like that. There's no, and there'll be two of them right next to it. The one that dies, that are fine.
Okay. And that was my next question. Let's talk moisture. You know, is there an area that's holding more moisture, or have you noticed any difference? Because I would say no, being that you just described that two are fine and one is not. So then we start looking into some other aspects. So we started, the first thing you always want to when something dies is you want to look at the environmental aspects of, okay, what's caused it? Has there been anything environmental that may have caused these issues? And then you go to, you know, they're lined up, so you got three and one dies. The next step I would go to, and I would start to really look at, is on those, sometimes they can get a bore inside their trunks, and it's really hard to see. It's easy to see in a cherry tree, because you'll see the sap coming out of it, and you'll see it looks like maple syrup pouring right out of the trunk. On those, they'll do the same thing, but it's really hard to tell with the dark bark, and the bark being that dark, and also they're really low to the ground. And sometimes I did see some of that over the last couple of years, where I've seen some issues with a bore, and then once they do their damage on the inside, then the tree can die up, and it's usually fairly quick. And you'll see a lot of that over the summer. It kind of made me think, okay, we better start looking at that. And if that's the case, then we may want to treat them with the soil drench you've heard Tony talk about over and over and over.
Yeah, like use on roses.
Yep, exactly. You can use that on that as well, and that'll help take care of that. I have seen more of that than I would like to say, because that's not something we want to see a lot of, but I actually have seen some of that on the Sistina plum over the last three or four years. Okay. So I'm guessing that, and it is just a guess. I'd have to see it officially myself, but that would be how I would look at it.
Okay.
Is the plant that's still there that's dead, or did you already throw it away?
Yeah. Well, the most recent one, just one side of it died. And it happened, this time it happened like in September. And so nothing's been done with it.
And nothing was sprayed by a company protecting plants or spraying weeds.
So
I would check that trunk. I would get in there and do a little examination, see if the part that's dead, see if anything's gotten in there.
Because
I have seen that, and it is treatable. A plum is a good plant. You know, sometimes the Japanese beetle likes it. It's a pretty plant. It grows fast. It's easy to trim. They're fairly economical to get a bigger one because sometimes big shrubs are expensive. So I wouldn't hesitate to go back with it. I just might be willing to put that drench treatment on it.
Okay. I'll check it out and see if maybe that was it.
Yeah, let us know. Right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
749 B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Bard Nursery and Greenhouses in with us, and we have another pair of tickets to Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show coming up, which kicks off to yesterday.
It started yesterday, but it opens at 11 today, and sun's coming out. The roads are looking better from what we can see, so we can't see the road in front of your house, so it may not be perfect,
right?
But at least down here in front of the studio, you could get down there.
And you're going to be headed down there, and you will make sure these tickets are available. It will call, so you could go there and pick them up starting
today by
at 11 today.
Yep.
And you can use them anytime during the run of the show.
Anytime.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
But if you want the golf, you have to go this weekend.
Right. If you're a golfer.
Yes. If you're a golfer and you're going for that, go this weekend.
That show's going to be going somewhere else after this weekend.
Yes.
And we'll look for caller number 6 at 749-B105. Caller number 6, give us a shout. We've got a pair of tickets for you for the Travel, Sports, and Boat Show. So we were talking about your trees, and we wanted to wrap up, and then we had Joe on the line about the bush question.
Yeah, we're just talking about all the benefits, and some of them most people know, and a lot of them we just take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything on that list you probably knew,
right,
but you just never thought of.
Right.
But trees are important, and we stress trees. When you do your landscaping, Don't forget the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have smaller yards. That doesn't mean go out and buy a big maple.
Right.
When you have a small yard, get something proportional. But just the natural benefit for you having something around the house. It's been shown when I talked about dust, and you went a little surprised. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
You know, on the tree side of the house that you're like the shady side, you'll see less dust than maybe where the wind's blowing. You know, so they're natural dust busters. They're natural. They're absorbing all the bad things that we don't want to breathe and giving us everything good.
That's
so
great.
Why not plant it around your house?
749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Barge Nursery in. We're giving away a pair of tickets to caller number 6. We need to break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend Bob from Barge Nursery in with us, subbing for Tony, who just text me from Dallas asking how things were here in Cincinnati. I can't share with you my response about our weather conditions, but he said things are much nicer here in Dallas. It was cold in Atlanta when we briefly changed planes.
I said, well, what a shame. Terrible.
Yeah.
Briefly. Especially when it was a real feel of 2 degrees outside when I was laying some salt. According to my phone right now, my phone says, according to the Weather Channel, it's 13 degrees outside.
Yes.
Yay.
That's a more polite way of saying what I said to him in a more adult tone.
Yes.
Which I know he appreciated earlier.
Absolutely.
In the morning.
So, before we went into break, we were just talking about some simple gardening mistakes, and I'm going to go through a few of these pretty quick because there's a few things I want to get through today before the end of the show.
Sure.
But, yeah, watch your overwatering when the time comes. A lot of people like to overwater. It's actually a big mistake. Yeah.
And there's some interesting times or information when to water. A lot of people make mistakes there.
The best time is still morning, especially if you're doing lawns. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing your shrubs, I always did mine. I wasn't getting up early to water. I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I wasn't. I know morning's still the best time to water, but I didn't.
Right.
I wasn't.
Right.
So I would water in the evening. Just don't water foliages. Mm-hmm. You know, you remember you're watering your roots. But, you know, a lot of people like to go water every day. Plants don't really need it every day, even annuals. And you and I have been on the show talking about this before. You definitely don't need that. So, you know, the other thing that people do that is a big mistake is they buy all this stuff and then they do nothing. Yeah. So we have one end of the person who overcares for everything, and then we have the person who does nothing.
Right.
And when nothing happens,
nothing happens.
Yeah. And then things start to die, and they go, well, I don't know why it died.
Yeah.
So just make sure when you are spending this much money and you're putting an investment in, and you know, if you're planting a tree and you want it to be big, you know, the first couple of years are really the most important part anyway. So do some of those extra care. You know, another huge mistake, and I keep saying all these because all these are big. A lot of people make these, but planting plants in the wrong place. We talked about this before, but you know, if you're going to buy a maple and you have a 15 by 15 area, don't buy a sugar maple. You need a Japanese ornamental maple.
Sure.
You know, so just, you know, and don't plant things that are going to be too invasive.
That's a very important thing to keep in mind.
There's a particular perennial plant called Houtenia, don't ask me to spell it, or chameleon plant, and it has this beautiful foliage. Some people don't like it, but it's kind of got a variegated foliage. It's got some yellow and a little bit, mainly green with a little bit of yellows, a little bit of pinks. Has a unique odor to it. When you break a branch, you'll know you have it, but it can take over. So, right. And it has been sold before, and I've sold some of it, but you got to make sure if you're going to have something, or even ground ivy, which can take over.
Yeah.
Make sure you have room for that. So, and lastly, but maybe not the most important, it just kind of got to the end. When it comes to gardening, ask a professional.
Get good advice.
You know, I was at Home Depot, and I've told the story before, but those who haven't heard it, but, you know, I was at Home Depot one time, and I happened to just walk through the garden center, and there were dead Sistina plums. Ironic that, was it John that called about Sistina plums?
Yeah.
But, you know, and they were dead. And this young lady's just watering away. And I asked her, I'm like, oh, well, are these alive? Oh, yeah, they're fine. You know what you're buying. And that's where going to your independent retailer, you know, going to see Maddox and going to see Baitons and, you know, going to see all of our independent garden centers and all that.
Jim out at Lakeview.
Thank you, yeah, Jim at Lakeview. I don't want to forget them. And go see the professional.
Sure.
If you're doing a hardscapes, go talk to Margie, you know. There's a reason why we're here,
right?
You know, so take advantage of the knowledge and the fact that we really love this and we want to be successful with you.
That's a key point. We like what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? So, you know what time? You know what time it is? I got two pair of tickets still to give away.
Well, we'll give a pair away right now. We do have to pause for a moment. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Have our friend Bob from Bard's Nursery Inn. We have another pair of tickets for the Cincinnati Travel Sports and Boat Show, and we're going to see how quick you are. We'll take caller number one.
Oh, I like it.
749-B105.